Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. For tech companies, the name of the game is expansion and make it fast. And what better way than for startups in the sharing economy like Uber, WeWork, and Airbnb to set their sights on China, with its 1.4 billion people, millions of whom are rapidly entering the middle class. Uber has made China its number one priority, which has paid off in exponential growth. But it is not an easy market to crack. Alison Griswold is a contributor to Moneybox, Slate's business and economics blog, where she wrote about Airbnb's plans to house the expanding number of Chinese tourists. Alison, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi.
So what's behind this strategy to invest in China among startups, if we can still call them startups?
It's a good point. The Airbnb and Uber are both worth a lot of money compared to how we usually think of startups. But yeah, it's sort of like you said, a lot of these companies have identified China as a really fast-growing market where they are able to expand. And it's sort of like, if we can crack this market, then the volume of bookings and rides and everything could well exceed any other part of the world.
So your article, it was about Airbnb strategy, but focused also on Uber's stake in China. How much was that stake and how is it paying off?
So Uber said back in December that it had partnered with Baidu, which is a big internet company, and that it planned to devote more than $1 billion to expansion in China this year. And you've already seen a lot of the fruits of that. So after 9 months in Beijing, Uber was doing 29 times as many trips as it was after its first 9 months in New York City. And in another city, Hangzhou, that was 422 times as much. So these are like huge, huge numbers that Uber is putting up. And it's sort of a good example of what Airbnb might be projecting for its own business.
Well, I can imagine the untapped opportunity in China for Uber, for example, because people need rides everywhere. But travel, are Chinese people traveling?
They are. So when Airbnb put out its blog post announcing this, they basically said that China was its fastest growing outbound market, which means people who are traveling from China to other countries. They said that travelers from China had increased 700% using Airbnb in just the last year, and that Chinese travelers as a whole took 109 million trips in 2014.
So the potential payoff is pretty clear, but what does it take to do business on such a grand scale in government-regulated markets in China?
Right. It's just a very different model. One of the concerns is that Airbnb will have to store all its data locally, which would potentially be a privacy concern. Another is just that the cultures are very different, like you said, tightly regulated. We've seen a lot of other internet companies sort of keep their distance, like Google is very famously not really available in China because it's a great firewall.
How about Uber? Uber, which has run into its own trouble here in the United States, Mayor de Blasio, for example, in New York, other cities and states which have been worried about their regulation. How have they navigated that in China?
Uber is a particularly fascinating case because, like you said, everywhere else in the world, basically, especially the United States, parts of Europe, Uber's had this incredibly brash strategy. It's sort of like expand, expand, expand at all costs. You can't stop us, Bill de Blasio. No one can stop us. But then you see in China, and they've really towed the line very carefully. You know, there was a protest earlier this summer by taxi drivers, and Uber explicitly warned its drivers not to go anywhere near it because they wanted to maintain social order. This is a company that looks entirely different in China in its negotiations with local authorities than it does anywhere else.
How about competition for the Chinese consumer? It must be pretty fierce. Are there comparable services to Airbnb in China?
There is at least one comparable service to Airbnb in China. Its name is Tujia. Apologies if I mispronounced that. And that is a Beijing-based site for home rentals. It's valued at about $1 billion. It's a little different from Airbnb, but similar enough that it definitely counts as a competitor. Uber is actually the one that faces probably stiffer competition. There's a company called Didi Kuaidi that's far and away the dominant provider of on-demand rides, and that is the one that you would presume Uber's going to have a very tough time unseating.
Well, Allison, you tie it all up with this. Airbnb is ready to belong in China. The question is, China ready to have it? So what do you think now after doing your research and looking at the scheme of things and looking at the market in China?
You know, I think it will be hard to say. There's obviously been a lot of fluctuations with China's economy very recently since we published this story. Sort of hard to say right now. People are worried that China's economy is slowing a lot more dramatically than the rest of the world had believed. If that turns out to be the case, it might not be the best sign for Airbnb being able to bring on a lot of Chinese tourists. But on the other hand, you know, it's hard to know this far out.
Well, Allison, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Allison Griswold, she covers business and economics for Slate. A link to her post, Airbnb wants to house tons of Chinese tourists. That's a lot tougher than it sounds. That link at wordofmouthradio.org, and click on today's show.